All right. As you sit there comfortably resting, anticipating going into deeper levels of relaxation called hypnosis, you'll notice that as you remember all those times that you experience hypnosis, when you recall, by default, you are reliving that experience and all the sensory aspects of that experience called hypnosis. As you relive it, you are by default causing yourself to go into trance naturally, easily, and effortlessly, in light of the fact that you've experienced hypnosis many, many, many times. And the mere anticipation of going into trance is already bringing you there, into hypnotic trance. And as your eyes are closed now and you're relaxed and you begin to retreat into the quiet, sacred space of your own inner sanctuary, there is nothing you need to do right now. No roles to play, no one to please, just you and the calm inner rhythm of your own breath. With each breath, you drift deeper into that place where truth is felt more than spoken, where wisdom whispers gently, where clarity arises not from trying to figure things out, but from letting them become clear on their own. Now imagine yourself sitting atop a peaceful mountaintop. The air is cool and still. You are wrapped in a soft, warm shawl of safety and awareness. From this vantage point, you can look out across the entire landscape, the entire landscape of your relationship, with perspective, with distance, with gentle neutrality. That's right. And I will count now from 10 down to 1 and allow each number to bring you deeper into trance naturally, easily, effortlessly. 10, going deeper now. 9, deeper and deeper. 8, 7, 6, going much deeper now. 5, 4, going much deeper than before. 3, 2, and one can always go deeper and deeper into trance. And as you gaze from the mountaintop, a moving scene appears in the valley below. You see Alec moving, reacting, obsessing. You notice how his eyes flicker toward you constantly, how his energy contracts when he doesn't understand you. How his silence feels less like peace and more like management. And from this calm place within yourself, you begin to understand this is not about you. His obsession, his withdrawal, his focus on your tone, your gaze, your pace, they are symptoms of his own inner fragmentation. You see now that his false self is not capable of intimacy, only management. It scans your behavior not to connect, but to stabilize its own anxiety. It overreads you, not out of love, but out of fear. When he is warm, it feels beautiful, but fleeting. When he is cold, you feel invisible, but not because you did something wrong. From this mountain height, you begin to separate what is his inner storm from your true worth. As you sit here, you feel something within you begin to rise. A soft, glowing resilience. A core of warmth. Yourself. Not dependent on Alex Weather. This part of you knows that you are not here to fix Alec, nor to be his mirror. You are here to be, to love, yes, but not to lose yourself. Let this feeling rise, your unshakable center. You feel it in your solar plexus now. A gentle, steady heat, like the hearth of your own soul. You say to yourself the following words. I can witness Alex's struggle without absorbing it. His distance is not a reflection of my value. I am strong enough to stand steady, even in silence. His false self is loud. My soul is quiet and sure. Now, from this mountaintop, you see the ocean below. And in the distance, a lighthouse. The lighthouse is you. It does not chase the boats. It does not dim itself when the ships pass without noticing. It simply shines, anchored, steady, unapologetic. You feel your energy drop down into that lighthouse firm, rooted, glowing. Alec may come near, he may drift afar, but your light stays constant. Let this image settle deep into your nervous system. It is a new imprint, a new blueprint. You do not have to become small to be loved. You do not have to explain to be understood. You do not have to suffer to prove your devotion. You simply shine. Now, imagine Alec standing before you, not as a threat or a puzzle, but as a human being shaped by a lifetime of control, image, and deep self-alienation. You see the child within him, aching to be safe, yet terrified of closeness. You can love him, but from a centered place. You can offer warmth without losing your own flame. Visualize now a gentle, energetic field between you. It is soft, like silk, but strong, like truth. Love can flow in. Blame and confusion stay out. This is your sacred boundary. It is kind. It is clear. It is you reclaiming your peace. Now, gently listen to the inner voice that used to say, "He must not love me. I must have done something wrong. Or why doesn't he want me the way I want him?" And lovingly say to that voice, "Sweetheart, we're not doing that anymore. His coldness is his coping, not my condemnation. My love remains untangled, unforced, unafraid. I deserve peace, regardless who gives it." With every repetition of these truths, new emotional pathways form, stronger, softer, clearer. Now the wise part of you speaks. The wise part of you speaks with these words: "I can enjoy Alec's presence when it's real, without begging for it. I will not adjust myself to fit his silence. I am committed to a life of meaning, joy, and grounded openness. If I stay, I stay whole. If I walk, I walk strong. You are building something precious, a self not shaped by Alex's mood, but by your own values, visions, and voice. This is your emotional sovereignty. And so now, anchored in this lighthouse within, you begin to reconnect with the life that is yours alone. The sunlight outside doesn't need permission to shine. And your joy, your curiosity, your quiet moments of meaning, they do not need to wait for Alec to notice you. You are not a reflection in his eyes. You are your own sun. Let that sink in. Let it wash through your nervous system. You spent years trying to decode his distance, and you're done carrying the burden of his silence. You do not need to explain his behavior to yourself anymore. You need only to free yourself from the question. Your worth is not a riddle he needs to solve. Take a moment now and breathe that truth into your chest. And now imagine each time he is warm, you receive it, but do not cling. Each time he is cold, you witness, but do not collapse. This is emotional sovereignty. This is the power of grounded detachment. From this space, you can love him better without losing yourself in the process. You can meet his eyes with kindness, but not desperation. You can notice his absence without making yourself wrong for it. Now, imagine yourself walking down a soft garden path. The air is fragrant, the colors vivid, and with each step, you feel more at home in your own energy. At the end of the path is a small, beautiful table. On it rests a handwritten note from your future self. And it reads, "You did not lose him. You found yourself. And from that place, real love become possible." Let these words wrap around your heart like a warm breeze. Now, take another breath and visualize your nervous system recalibrating, no longer wired to scan his behavior, no longer trained to question your enoughness. Instead, attune to your peace, your path, your truth. Let this new emotional circuitry imprint now, deep into your unconscious. Because this is not just a session, it is a turning point. And your soul knows exactly how to carry this shift forward. One breath, one choice, one boundary at a time. And when he seems distant again, you'll feel yourself responding differently. Not hardening, but not breaking either. You'll speak less and say more. You'll expect less and feel more free. This is the life of a woman who sees clearly, who feels fully, and who rises again and again, not because she was rescued, but because she remembered who she is. Now bring to mind the version of you that exists beyond this relationship. The part of you that laughs freely with friends, that reads books that move your soul, that wakes in the morning with no one's emotional weight on her chest. She is not a fantasy. She is you. When you stop waiting for someone else to change in order to be free, she knows how to turn down the volume of obsession and turn up the music of her own life. She paints her mornings with intention. She walks slowly, eats slowly, smiles easily. She does not shrink when ignored. She does not bend to fit someone else's silence. She holds her heart gently, and she stays soft, not because she is weak, but because she is strong enough not to harden. Let this image be your new compass. Each time you feel the pull to analyze Alec, pause. Simply pause. Each time you feel invisible, remind yourself, I am not unseen. I see me. I see me. Because this is the deeper truth. When you see yourself clearly, others' confusion cannot distort your mirror. From this day forward, let your clarity lead. Let your warmth shine. Let your strength carry you exactly where you're meant to be. And now, gently bringing yourself back to the room, breathing in the power you've just reclaimed, breathing out the stories you no longer need to carry. And when you open your eyes shortly, let it be as the woman who is no longer waiting, but walking in peace, in purpose, and in full possession of herself. I will now count from 1 to 5. When I reach 5, you'll emerge from hypnosis, feeling the power within you to withstand whatever comes your way, maintaining your strength. 1, recognizing powerful positive changes have happened here now. Changes that will continue to unfold every second of every minute of every hour as you are building up your emotional resilience and your inner strength. 2, recognizing powerful positive changes have taken place here today, both consciously and subconsciously. And 3, recognizing the hypnosis is now slowly coming to an end. And 4, recognizing the hypnosis is now quickly coming to an end. And 5, eyes open, feeling better than before, and ready to go on with your day. Welcome back.